Cool temperatures, at least by mid-June standards, not bad at all over the next couple of days. The highs will still make it into the 80s, but realize our average high now is about 89 to 90 degrees. So we'll be below average. The nighttime lows will drop well down into the 60s over the next couple of nights. It's a bargain for this time of year. The humidity, while you still feel it, not extreme either. And there'll be a few showers around today, although it doesn't look to be anything widespread. Chance for a coastal shower this morning with onshore east winds and then shifting a little more inland this afternoon, much like what we saw over the weekend. And tomorrow, a little upper level low is going to settle down into Georgia and the Carolinas. And as that happens, our temperatures aloft, up where the jets fly typically at about 30,000 feet, will be a little bit cooler than average. And that actually could lead to a few strong storms tomorrow. So even though the rainfall will not be widespread tomorrow, there will be the threat for at least a few strong storms. So that's something we'll keep an eye on. Could have some gusty winds and hail with those storms. And then Wednesday and Thursday will continue only the isolated thunderstorm pattern. So temperatures in the mid-80s for highs, 60s for lows. Again, for this time of year, really very comfortable. And then our rain chances start to go up at least some toward the end of the week and the weekend. A little more seasonable. It will still only be scattered afternoon storms, though. We'll reach the upper 80s Friday, looking like we're probably flirting with that 90-degree mark as we head toward the new weekend coming up. But when all is said and done, this is not a bad week of weather, again, for this time of year, of course. By the way, the International Airport picking up more than 8 inches, about 8.5 inches of rain in 1 week's time from the 6th of June to the 13th of June. Well, the average is only 6.5 inches. So 1 week's period, more than a couple of inches above the entire month's average for the International Airport. And of course, many spots were wet. It just varied on the exact amounts during the past week to 10 days. So we can actually take some of the drier weather that we're going to experience this week, as long as, of course, as it doesn't last too long. In the tropics, continue to watch a Caribbean tropical wave that's headed west-northwest bound. Interaction with land and shear. Looks like it'll keep this system in check at least over the next few days. Might be something to watch into the Gulf of Mexico by the weekend, but even then doesn't look to be anything significant and stays west of Florida. And low pressure will be developing over the western Atlantic to the north and northeast of Jacksonville off the coast of the Carolinas. That's in part due to that upper level low pressure system that I was talking about that brings us a few storms tomorrow. A surface wave will develop with that upper level feature over the western Atlantic, but it doesn't look like this can become anything real strong, or it doesn't look to be tropical either. And even if it did, it would stay north of Jacksonville. But those will be the two spots we watch this week. With all your weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News, Jack's First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.